It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Gonna pop in here for a couple minutes. I can say hello to you, Mr. Wonstadt.
Dave Wonstadt.
Shane, wake up.
NFL head coach for 11 years.
The Bears came in here, and Dave Wonstadt. There's a happy group of overachievers that have been well coached.
College football national champion.
Dave Wonstadt, one of my, really idols.
Super Bowl champion.
These guys, it's tough to get any, you can see, it's tough to get any serious work done here, but
Football analyst for NBC Sports and the Marquee Network.
If I'm Matt Eberflus, I am in full-ass pads, okay? And I am out there this week. I'm putting full pads on. If we got 20 plays, I want 10 or 12 of these plays being runs. And this is a point of emphasis, and we are going to go out there full speed inside run. It would be tough duty, but I wouldn't care. Let's go. Get your hand in the dirt and come off and hit them in the mouth. That's what's fun.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, indeed, it is. 5 o'clock Thursdays on the score. There's no better place to be than here with Coach Wonstadt. He is here in the building. Jason Leisure is sitting in for Spiegs. Spiegs will be back tomorrow. We do have a nice beverage. The Buffalo Trace is back today. Coach, good to see you.
Absolutely. Great being with you guys. Hey, where is Spiegs? Danny, where's Spiegs? I love when you put that. Oh, God. Where is Spiegs?
Spiegs is at home celebrating the new year.
Yes, I know. But we had a thing because it seemed like for a while there, every other day, every Thursday I came in, Spiegs wasn't here. Where's Spiegs? So I finally came in and said on the air, where is Spiegs? And here we go.
Coach, you missed it earlier.
I love Spiegs.
We talked with Chris McLean, who's a sports talk show host in Charlotte.
Yep.
And he was happy that Spiegs wasn't here.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their beef is, but apparently they've got beef.
Well, Spiegs was probably going to call him out for something,
That's what I expect.
Absolutely.
Sorry to disappoint you, Dave. It's just me.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you here. And we caught up a little bit of Miami Dolphins stuff.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool to me is the fact that Dave, of course, used to coach the Dolphins. And Jason Leisure used to cover the Dolphins, but it was after Dave had left the Dolphins. So you guys are now playing, like, connect the dots with all the people that you guys know.
There's some carryover. Like, Dave coached Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, and I covered those guys toward the end of their career. But this is incredible, man. This is like – this seems like some weird dream I would have had where I'd, like, wake up in the morning and tell me, like, yeah, last night I dreamed I was drinking bourbon in the score studio with Dave Wonstadt.
There's not many places.
This is real life.
That's right. Well, it's happy hour. Yeah. You heard Margaritaville. Cheers. I mean,
cheers
it's
to you,
5
Dave.
O'clock someplace. Oh, we started that thing during the pandemic when I was in Naples. It was 4 o'clock here, but in Naples it was 5. So here we sit. Cigar I had and a little bourbon. And, so it's all good. All good. This is a great, fun time of the week for me. Trust me.
So – you know everybody, and you have a story for everybody. This has been one of my favorite things of getting to know Dave, where Dave will hear me talking about something. He'll be like, oh, I know that guy. Like, what? Oh, I sold that guy a motorcycle, or I did this, or I did that. Do you have a Pete Rose story?
Oh, I worked with Pete, you know, when I was with Fox for those 8 or 9 years. Pete was doing with the Big Hurt, with Frank Thomas and Alex Rodriguez. They do every year. Fox has the playoffs in baseball for our listeners out there. And then Fox has the World Series every year in baseball. So Pete would drive in when the baseball playoffs started this time of year. There was a crossover between football and baseball. So we would be in the green room, and we, you know, have 18 TVs out there in L.A., and we'd have all the football games on, and we'd have the baseball games on. And we'd all be sitting in there together. And so I did get to know Pete, and we would talk, and he loved football, and we would talk stories. But he lived in Vegas, and he would drive in. He wouldn't fly. About a seven-hour drive. He would drive every week, you know, from Vegas to L.A. and do the shows. And stories, because I was a Pirate fan back then, and it was the Big Red Machine, and I've played golf with Johnny Bench, so I know the whole rivalry between those guys. And Pete was fantastic. I mean, I remember there's so many stories. We don't have time now, but, you know, the one time we're watching a playoff game, I mentioned this one earlier, and there was a pop-up, and it was Houston. I don't know who was it, and three guys ran around it, and the ball hit between them. One of those deals, right? Nobody called it. And so we're all sitting there and said, Pete, how'd you handle that back in the day? And he said, it was real simple when I played. Everybody just yelled, Pete, you got it. You know, and he says, I just took everything. And I talked to him about breaking his records. I said, do you think your records will ever be broken? And he says, never, for two reasons. One, he says, is these guys don't play every game. He says, I never missed a day. Once baseball started, even on our days off, I was down there lifting weights or getting a steam or a massage or something. And the other reason, they don't believe in base hits now. And that's the big feud with him.
It's all homers and
strikeouts. Yeah, it's all homers. And that's what happened with, help me out here, the manager when we won the World Series here, Joe
Madden.
Madden,
my guy,
is Joe Madden. I remember the argument he was having with the general manager here at the time, because Madden's exact quote was, doesn't anybody believe in the base hit? I do. And that's what the big feud was between Pete and Johnny Bench. Pete said, you wouldn't be a Hall of Famer if it wasn't for me. I was the guy you were knocking in every time because I was on base. You know what I mean? So, but Pete was a great guy, and we had some great laughs and conversations, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
It's funny that you're talking about a guy from baseball, Dave, because the combination of that and talking about Miami kind of brought to mind for me, when I used to cover the Miami Heat,
yep.
Eric Spoelstra, the head coach there.
Yep.
Loved talking to football coaches in his offseason, and he particularly had a friendship with Chip Kelly.
Yep.
Did you have anything like that when you were coaching where there was manager or coach outside
Pat
your
Riley
sport?
Was in my box at the Dolphins about every other week.
Okay. See what I mean? Like,
I went down and spoke to the Bulls, the Heat, when he was there, and I had him come up and speak to the Dolphins when I was there. And we both loved soul music. And I remember this like yesterday. He texted me. I forget. We were exchanging music or doing something crazy. And I said, where are you at now? What are you doing? And he says, I'm on my boat in Manhattan Beach or Malibu. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to Marvin Gaye, What's Going On with the Miami Heat.
And outstanding.
We laughed. I mean, so. Yeah, I didn't mean to get ahead of myself there, but yes.
No, that was great. Please do get ahead of yourself. That was fantastic.
Tanny, have you guys already kind of gone through, like, coaches, like, favorite artists?
A little bit here or there, but yeah, we always good to have a reset because maybe coaches' tastes have evolved or changed, or maybe he's got some new things that he's got in his back
pocket. Talk about that.
So I don't know if you know this about Tanny. Tanny is...
No.
An incredible DJ, and he actually he's actually done a bunch of soul mixtapes.
Mm.
So you guys could be kindred spirits, but I'm curious, like, who were growing up? Who were the
Temptations? Right? I mean,
Temptations, Four Tops.
Yeah, Marvin. I mean,
all the Motown stuff.
Yeah, Motown was really becoming alive back then. That was where it was at. You know, yes, absolutely. So. Love the stuff, you know?
Do you do vinyl? Do you have, like, records, actual records?
No, no,
You're doing digital?
Well, I'm not doing digital. I got
he's got an iPhone in his hand right here.
That's what I mean. I got three playlists right here. I like now. I do like.
He just airdropped me two of the
playlists. I do like the I do like the Stones. Okay,
we talking Stones. We done.
Stones are great, and they have a background.
When I first started working here, Dan McNeil was here, and McNeil and I would talk Stones all the time. And when after Mick Jagger came back from his heart ailment, his first live performance was at Soldier Field about 3 or 4 years ago, and my wife Jan and I were right there, front and center, and absolutely, it was a great night.
What about modern era, Dave? I mean, where do you fall on the beef between K Dot and Drizzy, for example?
Yeah, I'm more of a Jelly Roll guy, you know.
I was watching Tulsa King.
I'm more country right now. I'm kind of into country. I mean, Chris Stapleton. I went down here and I met talked with
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs a little bit down at Soldier Field.
You ever check out Sturgill Simpson?
I have not, no.
You would love Sturgill.
That's some good outlaw country stuff. He's doing some really creative stuff musically, too.
Really? Yeah, he's. No, I love all kind of music. And
But Coach, I got to tell you, to kind of bring this full circle, so I used to do the Madden show. Like, once a week, Joe Madden would come on, and we talk about all sorts of stuff. And Joe had his restaurant that was right next to Wrigley. And Joe and I, you know, I really, honestly, like, He falls into the same category that you do when it comes to my career. Two guys that I hold in very high esteem that helped me along the way. So I wanted to repay him. So Joe had a room in his restaurant where he would invite your friends of the program up, and he had like this incredible record collection, and he would spin vinyl. So I got him my favorite album, or one of my favorite albums, of Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder on vinyl.
I like Stevie.
I got him a deluxe edition of that, and I presented it to him, and he was in tears because he feels the same way about music that you do. I love when people in your position, when they have those other interests, and Joe had it all. Like he loves a little bit of everything. But hearing you guys like talk about that type of stuff to me is super cool.
Well, my buddy that's with me here from Pittsburgh, Big Dave.
I see Big Dave. Yeah, hi, Dave. Big Dave.
Yeah, he's here. There was times when we would, you know, have a few toddies and we'd be sitting in the driveway, listening to a song and just singing the song, you know, and just some great times with music, and it's fabulous. Fabulous, absolutely.
Big Dave back here just told us not to listen to music with you because you'll play a third of the song and then change it to the next one
Oh, I do that. In fact, you know what Jan got me? I used to love, after everywhere I coached, my house was open after a game, and I would have the staff over and friends and alumni, whoever was in town, and I had a clicker around my neck. Jan got it for me that I could hit it. You know, I had the automatic sound system throughout the house, and I could just hit that clicker, and it would go right to the next song. And, it was awesome. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
This is the beauty of a Dave Wonstedt segment.
Yeah.
Because he knows everybody.
Yeah.
And we can go in a bunch of different directions.
Let's talk some Bears.
I do want to get you back
on the
Bears.
That's the only thing I have no interest in doing right
come
now.
Come on. Come on.
I want to ask him Jimmy Johnson questions. I want to ask him questions about the old days. I want to know what Dave Wonstedt's watching on TV.
Hey, Jerry.
Why do we have to do my work here?
How does Jerry Jones come up with the best analogies? He's unbelievable. How about this week when they asked him, why didn't you sign Derrick Henry? And he looks to the guy that asked the question, or the woman, and says, if you wanted to buy that mansion over there, you couldn't afford it, okay? So that's where I'm at.
With Derrick Henry,
I wanted that mansion, but we couldn't afford it. Right. It'd been a great – oh, Jerry's the best. So, yeah, we could talk Jerry and Jimmy all night. But I want to get into the Bears.
Let's do what you want to do, Dave. I want to get
into this running game that everybody's so excited about.
So DeAndre Swift, almost 170 total.
Don't start. Go ahead. Finish it.
Total yards.
Yeah,
running and passing with him. What was better about the run game this past week?
Well, that they – I thought they committed to it a little bit more, and that he made some guys miss in the hole on that long run. You know, I mean, it was a nice run. Everybody blocked it. Kmet blocked it. And DeAndre Swift made a great run. And everyone's getting the wrong perception here. I love DeAndre Swift. I think the guy is a fabulous weapon for this offense. Screens, draws, throw him the ball, flex him out, motion him out. I just think that Roshan and Herbert are better runners between the tackles. I think a run that DeAndre gets, it's two. I think that Roshan or Herbert make it four. That's my only issue with this whole thing. And until we start running it 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards a clip, it's going to be very difficult to throw the ball deep and come up with big plays. I mean, for us to come out of the game last week, and thank God, I mean, we won. Great effort. Great job, guys. But our longest pass to a receiver was Adunze, was 10 yards. Guys, 10 yards. I mean, we got to come up with some big plays in the passing game, which are play action, which come off the run.
The play they got
That's
to,
all I'm saying.
The play they got to commit, I think, in the fourth quarter was like that, where they was play action. They got the linebackers to bite a little bit, and it opened things up for Kmet to get behind them.
Yep, absolutely. No, it and Kmet's got to be a big part of that, you know, but it's all going to be play action with him. You're not going to trick anybody trying to throw it, dropping back, or getting in a gun. I mean, and please.
Dave, when you're the head coach, I get what you're saying here about Roshan Johnson especially being more the downhill between the tackles runner out of him and Swift. So how do you balance, how do you weigh knowing that he can do that better than Swift, but Swift could get you 1 yard, 2 yards, 3 yards, 1 yard, 50 yards. Swift has that huge potential that if you keep rolling the dice on him, you don't have quite that same potential with Roshan.
Well, no, but I'm not worried about that. Swift can get me 50 yards on a screenplay or a draw on third down. We'll give him the ball on third down, but it's just, I don't know. It's just something that I'm kind of hung up on. And I know he was the star of the game last week, him and the punter, but how about our punter too? That's for another conversation. But
well, I mean, we can have that conversation now if you want.
Wow.
What'd you think of him?
Wow. I'll tell you what, Troy Taylor, you know, they call the kicking game the hidden yardage. That's what it's called, okay, in football terms for our listeners. And you got, everybody knows that's listening. But the reason, the thinking behind it is, at the end of the day, unless you kick a 60-yard field goal, no one's talking about that you had two punts over 64 yards and that your hang time was 2.3 seconds and you had three punts inside the 20 where the other team had to start backed up for your defense.
L.A. didn't start better than their own 30-yard line the entire game.
Exactly. And that's the point that no one likes to talk about that. That's why it's called the hidden yardage. Well, I'm talking about it because I tell you, I watched this kid play when he was at Iowa. Iowa had no offense. Zero.
A
normal year for Iowa, and they had one of the best defenses in the country. And they won. They won the Big Ten West.
Like 10 games, which is amazing.
They won 10 games, Lawrence. You're correct, last year. And I'll tell you what, the best weapon they had on offense was Troy Taylor. And so, and that's what I love about Caleb, is because in his press conference, they said, well, you know, you didn't have a big play. He says, I wasn't going to take any chances. I had no interceptions because I understand how good our defense is, and I understand how good Troy and our kicking game is. And I thought that was really a smart comment from a young rookie quarterback.
Did you notice, Dave, when Torrey Taylor was punting that at least twice I saw the returner for the Rams completely underestimated his leg strength. And immediately the ball goes up and he's backtracking.
Absolutely. You know, not many guys can kick it, you know, 60-some yards consistently. You might get one and then you come back to 45, 50-yard average, but 60-plus it's you don't see that every day.
I think the people are with you. You're sitting here talking about punts being underrated. Not in Chicago, man.
Yeah.
People in Chicago appreciate their punting.
I was in the stands on Sunday. So I was sitting behind the Bears bench in the 300 level.
Right.
On Sunday.
Right.
And the reaction that Torrey Taylor got from his punts from Bears fans was awesome. When he was running out to
That's good to hear.
Yes. When he's running out to the field, people were cheering because they had seen what he, and that the 66-yard punt, people gave that a standing ovation. Like, it was
wow.
It was really cool to see Bears fans enjoy that part of the game.
Yeah, well, Bears fans would, because this is real football country. You know, they appreciate defense, kicking game. You know, you do this in California or someplace, and nobody cares, right? All they care about is scoring points. Where Chicago's a different type of football town, different type of mentality, and that's what we love about it.
When we come back, Dave has got four picks for our friends over at Four Winds Casino. We are going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $200 gift card. So don't go anywhere, because that's next here on The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.